This is the Sakar Merli of the 21st of November 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you are now on godly service. You have to show everyone the path to happiness and make effort to win a scholarship. Question. Which fear is removed from you children when your intellects imbibe this knowledge very well? Answer. When you come into this knowledge and you imbibe this knowledge, the fear of your guru of the path of devotion cursing you is removed, because no one on the path of this knowledge can curse you. Ravan curses you, whereas the father gives you the inheritance. Those who study occult power trouble others and do things that cause others sorrow. You children on the path of this knowledge give happiness to everyone. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you, sweetest spiritual children, that first of all of you are souls. You have to have this firm faith. You children understand that you are souls who come from the supreme abode and adopt bodies to play your parts. It is souls that play a part. Human beings think that it is bodies that play a part. That is the big mistake. This is why no one knows about souls. They have forgotten how we souls come and go around the cycle. This is why the Father has to come and make you soul conscious. No one knows these things. Only the Father explains how souls play their parts. Human beings take a maximum of 84 births and a minimum of one or two births. Souls have to continue to take rebirth. This proves that those who have many births also take many rebirths. Those who take fewer births have fewer rebirths. In a play, too, some perform their parts from the beginning to the end, whereas others only play small parts. Human beings don't know this. Souls don't know themselves, so how can they know the Father? All of this applies to souls. The Father is the Father of souls. Sri Krishna cannot be the Father of souls. Sri Krishna cannot be called incorporeal. He can only be recognized in the corporeal form. There is a soul in every being. A part is recorded in every soul. Among you too, those of you who can explain these things are number-wise according to your efforts. You children now understand how you souls have taken 84 births. It isn't that each soul is the supreme soul, no. The Father has explained how we souls first become deities. At present we are impure and tamopratan, and we have to become pure and satopratan. The Father comes when that world becomes old. The Father comes to make this old world new. He establishes a new world. There is the original eternal deity religion in that new world. It is of them that you say that they previously belonged to the Iron Age Shudra religion. You have now become Brahmins and the mouth-born creation of Prajapita Brahma. you have come into the Brahmin clan. There is no dynasty of the Brahmin clan. The Brahmin clan does not rule a kingdom. At this time, neither the Brahmin clan nor the Shudra clan has a kingdom in Bharat. Neither of them has a kingdom. There is now government of the people by the people. You Brahmins do not have a kingdom. You are students who are studying. The Father only explains to you how the cycle of 84 births turns. There are the golden, silver, copper and iron ages, and then this confluence age. No other age has the praise that the confluence age has. This is the most elevated confluence age. When you go from the golden age to the silver age, 2 degrees are reduced. So how could you praise that? You don't praise a descent. The iron age is called the old world. That new world, where there will be the kingdom of deities, is now to be established. They are the most elevated beings. Then gradually, as their degrees decrease, they become degraded. They become those with Shudra intellects. They are also called those with stone intellects. Their intellects become so stone-like that they don't even know the life stories of those they worship. If children don't know their father's life story, how could they receive an inheritance from him? You children now know the life story of the father. You are receiving your inheritance from him. You remember the unlimited father. It is sung, you are the mother and father. We receive unlimited happiness from you. Therefore the Father must definitely have come and given you plenty of happiness. The Father says, I come and give you children limitless happiness. Let this knowledge remain firmly in the intellects of you children. This is how you become spinners of the discus of self-realization. Each of you has now received a third eye of this knowledge. You know that you are becoming deities once again. You have now become Brahmins from Shudras. Iron Age Brahmins also exist. Because those Brahmins are Iron Aged, they don't know when their religion and clan were established. You have now become the direct children of Prajapita Brahma, and you belong to the highest clan. The Father sits here and does the service of educating you, of taking care of you and decorating you. You are also on godly service only. God the Father says, I have come on the service of all of you children. I have to show you children the path to happiness. The Father says, let's go home. Human beings do devotion in order to receive liberation. They definitely have lives of bondage. The Father comes to liberate you from all of that sorrow. You children understand that there will be cries of distress. After the cries of distress, there will be cries of victory. It is now in your intellects how much distress there will be when the natural calamities take place. There are the Yadavs, the Europeans, The father has explained that Europeans are called Yadavs. It has been portrayed how missiles emerged from their stomach and how they gave a curse. However, there is no question of a curse. This is the drama. The father gives the inheritance, whereas Ravan curses you. The play has been created like this. There are other people who give curses. There are also people who remove curses. People are afraid of gurus, etc., in case they are cursed by them. In fact, no one on the path of this knowledge can curse you. There is no question of a curse on the path of this knowledge or on the path of devotion. Those who study occult power give curses and cause people a lot of sorrow. They earn a lot of money that way. Devotees do not do that work. Baba has also explained that you must definitely write the words "most auspicious" with the confluence age. You must also write the words Trimurti and Prajapita, because many people are called Brahma. When you write the word Prajapita, they can understand that the father of humanity, Prajapita, has to exist in a corporeal form. When you only write Brahma, they just consider him to be a resident of the subtle region. They call Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar God. When you say Prajapita, you can explain that Prajapita is here. How could he be in the subtle region? They show Vishnu emerging from the navel of Brahma. You children have received this knowledge. There is no question of him emerging from a navel. How does Brahma become Vishnu, and how does Vishnu become Brahma? You can explain all the knowledge of the whole cycle using the pictures. It requires a lot of effort to explain it without using the pictures. Brahma becomes Vishnu and Vishnu becomes Brahma. Lakshmi and Narayan go around the cycle of 84 births and then become Saraswati and Brahma. Baba gave you names earlier when the Bati was created. Then so many left. This is why it is said that a rosary of Brahmins cannot be created. Because they are effort makers, they continue to fluctuate. There are bad omens. Baba was a jeweler. He is experienced in how pearl necklaces, etc., are created. The rosary of Brahmins is created at the end. We Brahmins imbibe divine virtues and then become deities. Then we have to come down the ladder. Otherwise, how else would we take 84 births? You can calculate this according to the account of 84 births. When half of your time has ended, those other religions are added. It requires a lot of effort to create a necklace. The pearls are placed on a table with great care so that they don't roll away. Then they are threaded with a needle. Sometimes, if the necklace isn't good enough, it has to be broken. This rosary is very big. You children understand that you are studying for that new world. Baba has explained that you should create slogans. Come and understand how we change from Shudras to Brahmins and then into deities. By knowing this cycle, you will become rulers of the globe. you will become the masters of the world. Create such slogans and teach the children. Baba shows you many methods. In fact, you have great value. You receive the parts of heroes and heroines. You become like diamonds, hero, and then go around the cycle of 84 births and become worth shells. Now that each of you has received a birth as valuable as diamonds, why do you chase after shells? It isn't that you have to leave your homes and families. Baba says, while living at home with your families, remain as pure as a lotus. Then, by understanding this knowledge of the world cycle, and also imbibing divine virtues, you will become like diamonds. Truly, 5,000 years ago, Bharat was like a diamond. This picture is your aim and objective. You must give a lot of importance to this picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. You children have to do a great deal of service at the exhibitions and museums. How can you create subjects without doing service at a fast speed? Although people listen to this knowledge, scarcely any claim a high status. It is of them that it is said, a handful out of multi-millions. Only a few claim a scholarship. Out of 40 or 50 students in a school, perhaps one of them may win a scholarship. Some receive plus, that is, higher marks, and so they too win a scholarship. It is the same here. There are many who have plus marks. There are the 8 beads, and they too are number-wise. They are the ones who will sit on the throne of the kingdom first of all. Then the degrees will gradually decrease. The picture of Lakshmi and Narayan is number one. There is their dynasty too, but only the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan the first is shown. Here you understand that the pictures continue to be changed. What is the benefit of showing their pictures? The name, form, time and place all change. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you, sweetest spiritual children. The father also explained a cycle ago. It isn't that Sri Krishna related this knowledge to the gopis and gopis. Sri Krishna has no gopis or gopis, nor are they given this knowledge. He is a prince of the golden age. How could he teach Raj Yoga there or purify the impure? You must now remember the father. The father is also the teacher. Students can never forget their teacher. Children cannot forget their father or their guru. They have a father from birth. They receive a teacher after the age of 5, and then, when they reach the stage of retirement, they adopt a guru. There is no benefit in adopting a guru at birth. They adopt a guru, and then they might die the next day. So what would the guru do? It is even sung, you cannot receive salvation without the Satguru. However, they put the Satguru aside and adopt a guru. There are many gurus. Baba says, children, you don't need to adopt any physical gurus. You mustn't ask anyone for anything. It is said, it is better to die than ask for anything. Everyone is worried about how to transfer their money. They donate for their next birth in the name of God and receive a temporary return of that in this old world. Here, everything of yours is transferred to the new world for 21 births. You have to surrender your body, mind and wealth to God. That can only be done when he comes. No one knows God, and so they catch hold of a guru. They offer their wealth, etc., to the guru. When they don't have an heir, they give everything to their guru. Nowadays, no one gives anything regularly, even in the name of God. The father explains, I am the Lord of the poor, and this is why I come into Bharat. I come and make you into the masters of the world. There is so much difference between doing something directly and doing something indirectly. They don't know anything, but simply say that they are surrendering in the name of God. All of that is meaningless. You children have now received understanding. Therefore, from being senseless, you have become sensible. Your intellects know how the Father performs wonders. You would surely receive the unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. Through Dada, you receive the inheritance from the Father. Dada is also claiming the inheritance from him. There is only the one who gives the inheritance. You must only remember him. The Father says, children, I come here and enter this one in the last of his many births and purify him so that he then becomes an angel. You can do a lot of service using the badge. All of your badges are very meaningful. This picture is one that gives you the donation of life. No one is aware of its value. Baba always likes big things so that anyone can read them clearly from a distance. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bab Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to claim the unlimited inheritance from the Father, become sensible and surrender your body, mind and wealth directly to the Father. Transfer everything you have for 21 births. 2. The Father is doing the service of educating you, taking care of you and decorating you. Therefore, do the same service that the Father does. Liberate everyone from their life of bondage and take them into a life of liberation. Blessing. May you become a holder of the urn of this nectar of knowledge, to quench the thirst of souls who are thirsty. The majority of souls have now become tired of the temporary facilities of matter, of the limited places that have been created for experiencing spiritual peace, and of those who say that they will enable others to meet God. they have become tired and disheartened. They believe that the truth is something else. They are thirsty for attainment. The true drops of the introduction of souls and of God can satisfy such thirsty souls. Therefore, hold the urn of this knowledge to quench the thirst of such thirsty souls. Constantly keep this urn of nectar with you. Become immortal and make others immortal. Slogan: have the aim of adjusting yourself to your aim, and you will easily become perfect. Aviat signal: increase the practice of the bodiless stage, Ashariri and Videhe. The power to pack up is essential for you to become bodiless. You have to pack up any thoughts of body consciousness and thoughts of adverse situations of this physical world. Apart from having the thought of returning home, do not have the expansion of any other thoughts. Simply have the thought that you now are about to return home. Experience yourself, a soul, to be flying beyond the element of the sky. For this, now increase the practice of being seated on the immortal throne. Om Shanti.